Dr. Ronald H. Meo, a Cheektowaga dentist who happens to be a stockholder of Seven Star Stereo, Inc., without the authority of the board of directors, illegally attempted to fire me. And since that time, he's been running an unauthorized and illegal radio station. Dennis Schmeel and his son, Ron Jr., during the past 10 days, have been working to change the format of Woo Woo FM, including the removal of records from the record library that they think should not be played. Last week, an unauthorized memo was handed out by Schmeel Jr. telling employees what music to play and what not to play before they purged the music library. I have spoken with every stockholder of Seven Star Stereo, Inc., the Western New York corporation that owns Woo Woo FM.
Hello.
They are angry that this man has chosen to break the bylaws of this corporation. They are angry that he isn't utilizing our board of directors. A very fine director, Dr. Clarence Dye of the University of Buffalo, resigned from our board last week because of Schmeel's one-man band, plus the fact that lawsuits were being filed against this radio station. The station has been breaking Federal Communications Commission rules all week, including illegal station IDs, not broadcasting station IDs, plus broadcasting profanity during daytime hours when children, business establishments, and people who want to enjoy quality entertainment without profanity and obscenities. The changes in the musical format of WAUWAU this week are making listeners complain, and it is noticeable, however, on the air, the announcers are denying it. Perhaps they have orders from the dentist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no promotion. An illegal takeover, unauthorized by the authority that runs our radio station, the board of directors, has taken place. I am going to court and filing a major lawsuit on behalf of the stockholders. My family, my friends, and decent Western New York people put their money into this radio station to serve the people of Western New York, and yes, to make a profit. Because a man who claims to have big money is trying to illegally push me out, and I believe push out the other stockholders we have taken over the transmitter of WUWU legally, and notified the Federal Communications Commission of this. I am Robert Allen, the organizer of WUWU-FM. I am a member of the board of directors. I am the contracted station manager and general partner of Seven Star Stereo, Inc. I will fight this wealthy dentist who's gone out and hired attorneys to force us out, and I will work to protect the interests of the stockholders. And while I'm here at the transmitter, the station will run legally, complying with all FCC rules and regulations, and we will serve the people of Western New York with quality rock programming, not top 40, and record purges. Joining me is John Bunkfelt, general manager and stockholder of WAUWAU-FM. John Bunkfelt is the president and owner of Bunkfelt Broadcasting Corporation, which owns the number one rock station in Utica and Central New York, WOUR 96.9, the Rock of Central New York. And assisting me is our emergency staff. At this time, I want to read the letter that went to the Federal Communications Commission after I talked to communications specialist Albert Baxter of Investigations and a communications industrial specialist at the FCC in Washington, D.C. this morning. The letter to the Secretary of the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. Dear sir, this is written on behalf of radio station WAUWAU-FM Wethersfield, New York, and the stockholders of Seven Star Stereo, Inc. Its purpose is to notify the Federal Communications Commission of a temporary situation in which...